Your economic world is going to get rocked in 2025. As Trump gets sworn in, he's going to unleash these tariffs. And this will have such an impact. Most of the things that you buy that are imported will go up significantly in cost. Some of them will double in cost. Everything from appliances, electronics, computers, monitors, telecommunications equipment, medical equipment. I mean, your hospital bills are going to go even higher. And this is because Trump is threatening to put a 100% tariff on all the nations that are joining BRICS. And that would be China. That would be Brazil, India. Those are probably the top three trading partners that will be impacted by this. But there are a lot of other countries that will be impacted, but they're not huge trading partners with the U.S., such as Russia or North Korea or what have you. But those big ones, China, India, Brazil, major trading partners with the United States, Trump's going to slap 100% tariff on all the exports from those countries, or at least he has threatened to do so. Now, this is, of course, an expression of extreme arrogance, a delusional desire to maintain U.S. dominance over the world, to bludgeon and threaten everybody into obedience to the dollar, obedience to the U.S. empire. This is wishful thinking, and it's going to fail. The U.S. empire is a collapsing empire. Its military is collapsing. Its technology lead is diminishing. It doesn't have, hypersonic missiles that work, for example. The dollar is losing value every day. More and more countries around the world are abandoning the dollar in their own trade. Countries like Russia, China, and India are carrying out most of their own trade with non-dollar denominated currencies. And on top of that, the U.S. barely manufactures anything anymore, doesn't have a strong industrial base, doesn't have a strong domestic steel economy. The U.S. is actually, this is in the collapse stage of the empire. And it's very common in the collapse stage of empires that these empires resort to threats and bludgeoning their neighbors and trying to bomb them or invade them to try to get them to do what they want. And that's the stage that the U.S. is in. Notably, the U.S. led all of these sanctions against China's tech industry, especially the silicon wafer manufacturing technology, the lithographic, chip making equipment. China has been banned from receiving any of that equipment from any of the other trading partners around the world. This is an effort by the U.S. to cripple China's ability to build mobile phones, to build AI computing devices, microchips, GPUs, all these kinds of things. And this effort is just vindictive. It's like the U.S. empire realizes that it can't compete with China. And so, and it can't compete with Europe, and it can't compete with Russia. And so what the U.S. does is just runs around the world destroying everything, terrorizing everybody, issuing sanctions, blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, starting a new war in Syria, provoking Russia into war. This is what the U.S. empire does. Instead of learning to compete with other nations and sort of outperforming them, out-innovating other nations, out-producing. No, the U.S. just runs around as a global terrorist, crippling other countries to try to bring them down. It's kind of like, what was that case back in the 1980s or 90s? Tonya Harding, the Olympic skater, and allegedly, I think it's more than allegedly, but I think her boyfriend took a baseball bat to the knees of her competitor to try to cripple her knees so that Tonya Harding could win gold. I believe I have the right name and the right details. At least that's my memory of it. But that's what the U.S. does to other nations. Like, we're going to take a baseball bat to your knees. Instead of saying, hey, let's all trade with each other and let's compete based on merit. Let's see who can build the best microchips. Let's see who can build the best technology. Let's see who can, you know, have the most efficient industrial output, etc. Instead, you know, the U.S. just bludgeons everybody. Well, this is going to backfire in spectacular fashion. So this is already soon to be President Trump's worst mistake yet. He will make many mistakes, trust me. But this is a bad one. He is overzealous and overconfident in the position of the United States, and he thinks that the U.S. can still dictate to the world all the terms of finance and banking and international settlement. And that's just no longer the case. But he thinks it is. And a lot of his cabinet members and nominees, they also think it is. So they're going to roll out these tariffs, I would imagine. And then the backlash is going to begin. And what's going to happen, as China just announced this, because of Trump's 100% tariff on China, China is going to accelerate its adoption of BRICS. It's not going to, you know, surrender to the U.S. Oh, we're sorry that we thought maybe we would have an alternative currency. We're so sorry. We're just going to go back to using the dollar so that we can be subjected to your sanctions. No, that's not what China said. Although they would say that with a different, they would say that in Chinese. Yeah. They would say, I don't know how they say Trump in Chinese, or his name, but believe me, in China, they're like, the Americans are freaking bonkers. They're not going to bow down to the dollar. So they're doubling down, tripling down on their adoption of BRICS. Why? Because under the BRICS system, it can't be weaponized. Under the BRICS system, they can trade with any country that also uses BRICS, and there can be no sanctions. It's one of the founding principles of BRICS. It's also built into the structure, the distributed structure of BRICS. No nation can weaponize the entire system against other nations. It doesn't function that way. So China's just going to like hurry up with BRICS. Let's get that going. Same thing with Iran. Same thing with Brazil. Same thing with Russia. You know, who wants to use a weaponized currency? And why should other countries be forced to use the dollar anyway when the dollar loses value faster than anything else right now? When the dollar can just be counterfeited by the U.S., the Federal Reserve, why should anybody trust the dollar? The dollar is counterfeit. It's fake currency. And if you trust the dollar, you know, you're a fool. So the backlash has already begun. China saying, we're just going to accelerate our adoption of BRICS. And if these tariffs go into effect, then China's exports will be significantly impacted. There will be a strong economic cost to China, but there will be an outcry in America as all the prices of Chinese goods double. And then China has retaliatory weapons. China can start dumping U.S. treasuries. They still have hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. treasuries. What happens if they just dump them on the market? Well, you know, treasury values plummet, meaning that the U.S. Treasury would have to offer much higher interest rates on treasuries in order to entice somebody to buy them, and probably nobody would want to buy them, and so you'd end up with the Federal Reserve printing the money to buy the treasury debt, which it's already doing, but that would accelerate. On top of that, China can decide to block its own exports of critical resources, such as rare earth minerals. You know, no rare earths for you, no soup for you. They can block exports of key electronic components, all kinds of things. Or pharmaceuticals. Did you know that a lot of pharmaceuticals sold in America come from China? I mean, it might even be the majority of them. It's a huge number of pharmaceuticals. So China can just say, well, you know, guess what? You want to play trade war? We'll just block all pharma exports, and then you guys can suffer through all your drug shortages, which would actually probably improve the health of the American people. But Trump wouldn't like that. Or China can also say, well, okay, if you're going to block off our exports, we're just going to seize Taiwan. Which is probably what the U.S. wants China to do, because the U.S. wants to die in a blaze of glory in some final naval battle with China that the U.S. Navy will lose badly, and Taiwan's semiconductor industry will be destroyed. And Taiwan semiconductor products, of course, that's the world leader in semiconductors. And so many industries in the U.S., including the military industry, rely on Taiwan semiconductors in order to, you know, have functioning microchips and so on. And so there goes the U.S. military in terms of its technology and manufacturing. No can do. And this is also going to affect a lot of consumer electronics devices, products, telecommunications, you name it, computers, whatever. And so as a result, if Trump wants to go into a trade war with China and with Brazil, with India, the consumers are going to lose big time. You're going to have supply chain shortages that you couldn't even imagine under COVID. It's going to be a whole new era of supply chain collapse and of prices doubling everywhere. And then China will, of course, block exports out of the U.S. And so U.S. companies that make goods that are exported to China will go bankrupt. They'll lay off people. They'll have to shut down. And there'll be mass joblessness. So the economy will just really suffer under this. And all economists know this. This tariff trade war is insane. It's basically kind of like a suicide pact. And it's not going to produce the results that Trump wants, which is, again, to try to bludgeon all these other countries into being obedient to the dollar. It's not going to work. What Trump should do instead is actually join BRICS. Join BRICS. It's an honest ledger international financial settlement system. And then have America compete in the world marketplace based on merit. America is resource rich. America has all kinds of minerals. America can grow a lot of food. America can export agricultural products, energy products, some technology as well, some minerals, etc. I mean, America can make a few things and it can export those things and then just, you know, compete in the international marketplace. And then we don't end up in all these wars that waste hundreds of billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars. And then the American people would have, you know, jobs and businesses wouldn't be bankrupted by trade wars. Of course, you'd have to radically reform the educational system so that our youth are trained in doing useful things rather than, you know, being converted into woketards at the universities. And we'd have to have a cultural shift where more Americans are willing to work. So you have to reform the whole welfare state. You can't just pay people to sit around and do nothing, which is really what the U.S. has become, a giant welfare state, especially since COVID. And most federal workers on the federal payroll are just, it's just welfare disguised as a government job. They're just sitting around 80% of the time doing nothing. So you'd actually have to get America back to work again. And of course, that's not going to be popular. I mean, who wants to work when you could just get free money from the government? So all that would have to be reformed. But, you know, the rest of the world is working. People in China are working. People in Russia are working. They're building things and exporting things. They're working hard in India, in Iran, right? Many places around the world, people work. Only in America do we think like we can just print money and export debt and trade that for everybody else's goods and services. And then we don't have to work. We could just be fat, lazy consumers. Just more pizza, you know, like that's the whole American attitude right now. That's not going to fly in an honest free market system. That's why Trump wants to bludgeon the world into using the dollar, because Trump realizes America can't compete. America can't compete. Sorry if that's like news to anybody listening, but currently, as structured, America can't compete. There's just not enough people willing to work or to do anything intelligent. you know, the age of Steve Jobs is over. And Bill Gates turned into a GMO mosquito-pushing globalist who wants to achieve depopulation. So, you know, the age of American innovation, for the most part, is gone. And the real innovators, like people like myself, you know, who build AI systems and build technology platforms, and we're all censored and demonetized and deplatformed and just shut down everywhere. So, you know, America incentivizes the woketards, encourages businesses that don't work, like all these wind farms and solar farms and everything, gives millions of dollars to just fraudulent green industry companies, but suppresses the people who actually are the builders. Like, I'm a builder. Many of you listening are builders. We build shit. Like, we are the people that build civilization. We stand on the shoulders of the builders that came before us, and then we keep on building. But we are all suppressed and censored and shut down and blacklisted, and that's all by design. So unless you start allowing the builders to build stuff, then America can't compete. And it's over for America. So just keep that in mind. And again, that's why Trump wants to use the Navy, the military, and all kinds of threats and economic sanctions to just threaten and coerce and bludgeon the rest of the world into obedience. And that's not going to work. So buy everything you can before January 20th is all I'm saying. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be shopping. I guess I should have been shopping over the Black Friday holiday recently, but I was too busy working on my AI project. But I literally did not have time to do any shopping at all. But I'm going to buy stuff from China that I'm going to need, you know, machine parts and things like that. I'm going to buy that, stock up on that before January 20th because everything's going to double. I might replace my toaster. I don't know. Get a couple new fry pans. Things like that. Everything's going to double. And 2025 is going to be characterized as an insane era of Trump's disastrous trade wars. And they will backfire in spectacular fashion. Now, I do agree with the tariff on Mexico to bludgeon Mexico into securing its border, even though I recognize that's a weapon of mass destruction, you know, a tariff. But the open border situation is severe. And, you know, a 25% tariff out of Mexico, that's not the end of the world compared to like 100% tariff on China. Forget it. The U.S. economy will crater. It'll just crater. That's exactly where this is headed. Unless Trump wakes up and realizes, hey, we gotta be more mindful about this, more balanced, more nuanced. So we'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Be sure to support us, healthrangerstore.com. Most of our products are made in America, by the way, so we're not going to be impacted hardly at all by China's tariffs. There might be a few, I know goji berries come out of China. There might be a few difficult to find ingredients, but mostly what we have is China free, and it has been for years. So check out all our products, our superfoods, our supplements, high-end supplements, herbs, tinctures, personal care products, our survival and preparedness items, the knives, the Faraday bags. Those are called escape zone bags. And we have so much more. It's all available at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. And thank you for your support. Take care. All right. The Goldback Company has just issued a new set of goldbacks for the state of Florida. This is the one goldback for Florida. It's got a unique pattern on it. And here's the five, which is 5/1,000ths of an ounce of gold embedded in the gold back itself. These contain real physical gold in them. We've done the lab testing and verified the purity and the mass of the gold. And for the first time ever, Florida is now represented in goldbacks. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, then you'll see our lab testing that we've conducted on the goldbacks. And there's a link there where you can purchase goldbacks. We do benefit from that purchase. We get a little bit of an affiliate reward for the goldbacks. We partner with the Goldback Company, but you get real physical gold in this highly divisible form. And here's some of our testing that we've done with the crucible. And this is the acid dissolving. This is the stone test and so on. We use our ICP-MS instruments and our analytical balances to verify the amount of gold they contain.
And just here's some more photos, and then here's some of the results down here. Sorry, it's a lot of information. Yeah, here we go. Recovery over 100%. So you're going to get at least 100% of the gold that is claimed in these gold backs. So this says 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, which today, you know, I mean, gold's getting a lot more valuable in terms of dollars because dollars are declining in value. But this is a divisible form of gold. You know, it's hard to spend a gold coin. And I mean, gold coins have their place, don't get me wrong. And I think anybody acquiring gold is on a path of wisdom as far as I'm concerned. But this is a divisible form. Like you can use 1/1000th of an ounce of gold to pay for a sandwich, for example, or to barter with someone, or to use it at a farmer's market, or to give it as a gift, or to use it as tips. These are amazing. They have amazing artwork. There are different states that are represented, like Wyoming, for example, and Utah, but now Florida for the first time. So go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, click on the link there, and you'll be able to see the entire Florida set that's available now for the first time ever. Texas is not yet available, but we're hoping that will happen maybe next year. But Florida is available now. Collector sets are available. These are going to be collector's items in addition to, you know, their utility. And they make amazing gifts for people, especially Christmas gifts, too. So these are in stock and available right now at verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support.